The last several administrations have pushed federal agencies to share services they have in common. The idea is to cut redundancy and boost efficiency. Shared services has certainly been a priority for the Obama Office of Management and Budget. Some managers worry that shared services means they'll have to bring in more contractors. But in fact, several departments offer a wide range of administrative services available for sharing. One of them is the Program Support Center at Health and Human Services. Paul Bartley is the director of the center. He joins me now in studio. Paul, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's start by describing the PSC itself. I mean, what services do you offer and how's the whole thing set up?
Thanks, Tom. The PSC has been around for about 20 years now. We aren't new. The idea was formed back in the mid-90s by Donna Shalala, who was the Secretary of Health and Human Services at the time. I think the idea behind it was she looked around and said, we're doing all these back office activities in many, many places within the department. Why don't we come up with one group that can get really good at this stuff? And the things that we do are you know, typical back office operations, financial activities, acquisition, real estate, facilities. We actually operate employee healthcare services for federal employees and other general administrative services such as mail, printing, all those types of things that really support the mission of the agency but aren't the mission.
And so these are shared among all of the HHS agencies, like CMS, for example, and some of the small. I mean, CMS is kind of the big elephant in HHS, but there's a lot of smaller agencies. You all share those services through the Professional Services Center?
That's right. Believe it or not,
Program Support Center.
Program
I should
Support
say.
Center. Sorry,
I'm
yes.
mixing you up with a famous trade group that has the same three initials.
Yep, lots of acronyms in Washington. Our customer base is not only HHS but outside as well. In fact, 60% of our activity supports other agencies outside of HHS.
Now, when you mentioned, I'm looking at the list of services and building services and parking and payroll. A lot of these are offered by the GSA government-wide, especially building services. How do you steer clear of conflict with something that's, you know, sanctioned by Congress as the landlord for the federal government?
Yep, there are a lot of activities that we do that are hand in glove with other agencies, and GSA is a great example of that. For instance, Health and Human Services has 53 million square feet of space. Part of that is GSA leased. Part of it is HHS owned. The Program Support Center actually operates about 3 million of that. The other 50 million is operated by the operating division, so NIH or CDC or FDA. But we do steer clear of things that are not our role. For instance, we don't have the power to engage in a lease with an external party. We have to go through GSA with that. But what the Program Support Center does is work with our internal customers in coming up with the requirements or helping them work with GSA. So it's really a hand-in-glove type thing. And there are other agencies that do things that are their mission, and we're the conduit to them.
And looking at your list of customers, it's almost everybody in the federal government. I mean, agriculture all the way through the Social Security Administration.
That's right. One of the reasons for that is that we offer health services that touch almost every Fed. We have 1.3 million Feds covered by our employee assistance program, and that could be in any department or small agency. It may not be the entire department or entire agency, but different parts of different agencies engage us. So we really have a very broad reach. The other activity that we offer that's very popular outside of HHS is acquisitions. In fact, the Department of Defense is our second largest customer behind HHS.
And what does that mean, acquisitions?
It means that folks at DOD can come to us and do small purchases or even large purchases. We generally focus on the more typical office supplies, or, you know, we're not doing weapon systems or something specialized like that, but sort of the generic types of buys that we are really good at. They come to us because we're cheaper and faster.
We're speaking with Paul Bartley. He's director of the Program Support Center at Health and Human Services. And what kind of a staff do you have? What types of, first of all, how big is it? And what types of people do you have staffing the support center that can speak the language that agencies need to hear when they come to you?
Well, our budget is about $700 million. We've got a staff of 3,000. And about 600 of those 3,000 are federal employees and 2,400 are contractors. I really like our mix. One of the reasons it's set up that way is so we can flex. If we've got a need, if we take on a new customer, we can immediately service that customer. If a customer decides to use somebody else or reduces their buying or usage of us, we can reduce quickly through that contractor flex workforce.
And I want to get back to that clinical health services that you offer: health clinics, medical employability, FedStrive Advantage, medical surveillance, and workers' compensation management. That is a lot of different medical services. How many agencies have like health clinics inside?
We operate 300 health clinics around the country, and it could be in a multi-tenant building, a typical federal building where you've got any number of agencies that participate, or it could be a single location. The IRS uses us a lot. They've got some really large centers, and we operate the health clinics in those IRS centers. Some of the other products, though, outside of the clinic is, you mentioned employability. A lot of law enforcement agencies have to test applicants before they can start or even maintain standards. You would test the hearing site of FBI agents, for instance. So that's another large task that we've taken on for the government. It's much more efficient for us to do it than for FBI to hire their own staff to do it, or a small agency that doesn't have very many people that do that type of work. You know, they have to develop that expertise. They just buy it from us.
In studio with me this morning is Paul Bartley, director of the Program Support Center at Health and Human Services. We've been talking about federal shared services and what it takes to make them catch on. And Paul, I wanted to ask you that very question. What kind of activities do you do to market shared services so other agencies not only know about it, but say, hey, I have to try those guys out?
Well, I'm glad you're asking about marketing, because about 3/4 of the activity that the Program Support Center puts on is voluntary. So agencies don't have to use us. They choose to use us. And what that means is they can choose not to use us. So we really do have to market to them. We have to make sure that we're meeting their needs and that they know about us. So we do have a robust marketing campaign underway at any one time that educates potential consumers about what we offer and how we can offer it to them.
And what forms does that take? Do you go from agency to agency? Do you set up some companies set up tabletops within an agency and show all the different brochures? I mean, how do you do it?
A lot of it is word of mouth. We don't advertise in the paper or that type of thing, but we do go to large gatherings where federal executives or managers might be. For instance, a lot of the functional groups have meetings. Accountants get together or real estate people get together. So we will put up a booth or hand out flyers at that type of an event.
And I guess you get a lot of questions about pricing, because GSA is regularly knocked for what they charge, you know, the overrides on the IT contracts that they have. And there are agencies that operate GWACs for the same types of equipment and services that have much lower fees. How do you know what the right fee is that keeps your lights on, but also makes it attractive to other agencies?
Yep. Every year we start with a zero-based budget. So we price our activities based on what it takes to get it done. And I'm really proud to say that 80% of our rates went down from last year to this year, went down or stayed the same. And we track that. That's something we're really proud of. My customers care about two things: cost and quality. And if we can cover those two, everything else really doesn't matter.
And when earlier we were talking about a health clinic, and you say there's 300 of them operating throughout the federal government, and you operate some of them. Do you provide the staffing for that, or just the equipment, or how
it's
does that
everything,
work?
Soup to nuts. So if an agency needs a clinic, we figure out how big it should be based on their needs. We staff it, we maintain it, we keep the quality up high. So it's really a turnkey operation so that they don't have to worry about this. They can focus on their missions.
Now, I see a couple of unusual things in terms of shared services, like graphic arts. Let's talk about that one.
Sure. It's just like a clinic, just like any of these other activities. How much expertise do you want to have to create on your own as an agency versus focusing on your mission? If you can give us the types of things that we're good at, take off your plate, you can worry about food safety or curing cancer or whatever that might be.
So could someone come to the PSC and have, say, a PowerPoint made that doesn't look like a federal PowerPoint with 55 arrows pointing all over the place and 88 little pictures on one slide?
Unless that's what they wanted, yes.
If that's what they want, you could make it but aligned 88 little pictures on one slide.
Exactly. We're a full service shop in terms of graphics. We can print it, we can create it, whatever folks need.
And here's one, parking services. Now, what is that, and what would an agency get through that?
Same concept here. We operate a number of large buildings, and they've got multi-tenant situations where you've got different operating divisions or different units in there. We just handle the parking. We take applications, process those, give permits out, make sure that the facility is properly maintained.
And it looks like a bargain. I'm looking at the rates for the Park Lawn building, newly renovated there in Rockville.
Yep.
It was the world's ugliest building. Now it's not anymore. And it's less than $1,200 per space per year. So that's less than 100, if I'm looking at this right, it's less than 100 bucks a month for a space.
That's right.
That's better than the average suburban building in that area of the county.
Yeah, it's a large building, and we're able to spread the cost. One of the ways that we've saved in that building is we give out more permits than there are spaces. As you're probably aware, a lot of federal employees telework or are otherwise out of the office. Maybe they're out on a mission. So we've made sure that we've efficiently handled that by offering more permits than there are spaces, and we've never run out of space there.
Now, earlier we were saying that this has been a push for the Obama administration. It was also a push for the George W. Bush administration to the shared services idea. They may rename it, but it's really the same thing. How has demand waxed and waned over the years for shared services from other agencies?
Shared services is growing. The Program Support Center has grown approximately 10% in revenue every year that I've been there. I've been there 8 years. The reason is folks come to us because we're more efficient, it's cheaper for them. But there is also a push at the top level, and I'm really glad to see that. You're right, it comes under different names for different administrations, but the idea is the same, and that is that some of these activities really ought to be done in a centralized fashion or perhaps by a number of providers.
And you mentioned DOD is a big user, and you would think that would be the most let's-do-it-ourselves type of agency, but really, everywhere you look, they are using other agencies, both in IT and in the non-IT areas that you offer.
That's right. I know you had a segment on in the last hour about acquisitions at DOD, and I think a lot of the managers over there just, you know, are having trouble getting things purchased because of the staffing. And we've got the staff and we've got the capability, so they come to us.
And as the manager of this, do you feel part of HHS? Because it's not CMS and it's not Affordable Care Act activities and mental health research and all the things that HHS does. I won't run through the whole portfolio. But when you walk in, do you feel, hey, I'm HHS also?
It is. It's a struggle to make sure that my employees are connected to the mission. One of the analogies I like to use is when the ambulance pulls up to help you, we put the gas in the ambulance, we procured it, we made sure the doc, you know, the medical technician got their paycheck, all the things that supported that person coming out and helping you is us.
And so far, has Ms. Burwell stopped by to say hi as she's making the rounds of the department?
She has not, but she's a very strong advocate of shared services, so we are counting on her support.
All right. Paul Bartley is director of the Program Support Center at Health and Human Services. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.